Welcome to Dead Tribe Paranormal. I'm Kelly.
I'm John.
And
I'm Dan.
It's our wrap-up show for 2015 under season one, talking about all we've done and where we want to go, answering a lot of questions that you guys have asked us. So jumping right in. So how did the podcast come about? And that was starting with John and Dan.
I had found this little app on my iPhone called the podcast app. And I was like, damn, I could do that. And like, all right, ghosts, podcast, perfect. I know John. So I can get John involved and then we can find another host. And that's pretty much how it came together. I just texted John one day and said,
but
let's
I think
this.
They want to know, Dan, how we met.
How do we met?
How
okay.
did we come together?
We met.
Oh, yeah, and by the way.
What restaurant?
And by the way, we have a mutual friend here, too, with us, Nick. He's the one that introduced us.
You've heard his name a couple times, probably, on other episodes when we've talked about things we've done in the past.
I think one of our first episodes with the EVPs.
Yeah.
I think one of the EVPs was on it.
Right.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
This is John, that's Dan, and this is Nick.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that one.
They're talking to us.
So that's basically how it came together.
So Nick introduced you.
And this is
very much.
And this is where we're at now.
Meet at, like, what do you
meet
mean
at my house.
What
bring the mean? Mics.
And the coffee.
And the
yeah,
coffee.
Yeah. So actually, before even the format, yeah, let's talk about how the show comes together because that's what everyone asks. They see me leave on a Thursday night.
Where are you going?
Yeah, where are you going? What are you doing? A podcast? What do you mean? What's a podcast? So
we typically get the computer and we go onto Google Hangouts, and we would already have a show set up with a guest, and I'd set up the mics and I'd plug the digital recorder into the computer and hit record, and then I take all that audio after the show and put it all together in a program called Pro Tools. And I mix it and master it, add music, sound effects, all that kind of stuff. That's my side of it. What about you guys?
Yeah, and then the show format is pretty much interview type show. A couple here and there with us, but mostly other guests. So we find people all different ways. It started off like, you know, like most people, your own friends, your own family.
Yeah. I mean, you start out getting, like she said, our friends or family or... Or people like I think the first one we did was with Kurt, who Kelly's involved with in a group. Oh, here we go again.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that. After that, I mean,
we had my mom, my best friend,
yeah,
so. my co-investigator.
Yeah. So, but after we started getting together on different nights and talking about ideas and sending out emails to different people, you know, authors or you know, inventors of the ghost equipment, that type of stuff. So,
yeah, other ghost hunting groups, authors. We like to get people that have a lot of things going on. We don't do like 20-minute interviews with you're just the ghost hunter or, you know, you just somebody who wrote a book. You know, everyone that we talk to does multiple things. You know, the majority, I would say, are in a ghost hunting group, but definitely not all. And then whoever we interview will also have a book. A lot of other podcasters. I like to see everyone succeed. Like, we don't have to compete. I mean, there's enough out there. You know, we definitely talk to other ones, try to make connections, networking. Most shows are about an hour.
Yeah, I would say right around there.
Yeah, I really don't care about competing. You know, there's enough space for everybody. And
there really isn't. It's only a 4-man table. So
oh.
There really isn't.
Okay.
But yeah, and like, I mean, promoting things. I think, you know, it's great. People are trying to promote what they're doing. And they're promoting paranormal stuff that our listeners are interested in. So it's not a bad thing, you know. It's, you know, not like you're doing one person a favor. Like, oh, you have a book and it's really interested. And a lot of people are interested in this topic. And so where can they find your book? Or your blog or, you know, talks you have coming up and stuff like that.
So, what are some of your favorite shows? I think I'll start. I think we were talking about this before. My favorite show that we've done is the Spirit Box.
Yep, with Tim Woolworth.
With Tim Woolworth. When he turned it on as we're doing the podcast, I think that was great to hear that stuff live. and I know some people don't believe in the Spirit Box or the SP7, which was invented by Gary Galco, or even what we were doing that night, but I found that very entertaining.
Yeah. I like anyone where we've done something in addition to the interview, so that one was fun, you know. Yeah,
a little bit extra.
Yeah. Yep. And he gave, like, the whole history of the Ghost Box. Mm-hmm. He has his own website, the itcvoices.com, so if you want to learn, I mean, everything about the evolution of it. Mm-hmm. That was cool. My more favorite, though, was Damned Connecticut. So they run an awesome website, damnedconnecticut.com. You know, it's ghosts, cryptozoology, aliens, a little of everything. If you live in Connecticut, I mean, it's a very well-known website, but, I mean, even New England, everyone knows it.
Even getting started when I first met Nick and we first wanted to get started, that's the first website we check out. All right, where are we going to go tonight? I don't know. Go on Damn Connecticut.
Yeah.
We only have a couple hours, so we got to go somewhere close. So we narrow
it
down.
It's like a menu.
Exactly.
Right?
What am I going to order?
A side of asylum.
Yeah. So, we're lucky enough that, and I'm sure most states probably have some. I don't know for sure, but we're lucky enough to have that basically in our state, and there's so many locations and they have I believe if I looked at most of them, they have like witness accounts of people going there and what they saw and what time they saw, where they saw it. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, if they're trespassing, if there's tours.
Who you should contact. I think he said he was trying, he was going to start listing that or something, wasn't he, on there?
They're always trying to build it up.
Yeah.
It's really good, though.
Make it available to everyone. Mm-hmm. Like I said, not compete. Yeah. It's networking. They're definitely very good at that.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. And I loved, we played our first game show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I want to do a million more of. Yes. I was listening to that episode the other day. We did. So they have Legends, and it's been, online for years. So we went through and picked out a bunch of just legends. We gave clues, like one was the White Lady and one was Hannah Crana, so we gave the clues and they had to guess it. That was so much fun.
That was a lot of fun.
I would love to play that one.
Yeah, listen to it. It's one of our episodes in season one. It was really fun.
That was a lot of fun.
And then the EVP, our first one ever getting to know each other all together. So the very first episode with all of our EVPs, like the best of the best from like all our groups and stuff like that.
That was really good. Dan, what was yours?
My favorite?
Did we steal it? Yeah.
Well, the two that you said, I'll add one. The one with your mom.
Oh, yeah.
Because I got to do a lot of sound effects and music and stuff.
That one came out so good.
That's my favorite, when I get to do... actually add my little flavor to it and sound effects and
put that Danny spin on it.
Yeah, exactly.
That was the sound effect.
That was John's sound effect.
Yeah, the fail. Every time they got one wrong, we would just hit.
That was pretty cool.
Wah, wah. Yeah, the sound effects he put on, so we had interviewed my mom early on because she grew up in a haunted house. She lived in a duplex. Her family was on one side. Her cousins were on the other side. And that side caught fire. The two little girls died in the fire. And, so he, the sound effects he added was she actually found, the original newspaper article of when it happened. And, oh, my God, he put it on, some voice effect. He read the whole article directly from the newspaper. It sounded
I tried to make it sound like an old radio from the 70s.
Yes, yeah. And it did. It was when I first heard it, I'm like, oh, this sounds so cool. And even my mom, she was like, why does this sound so familiar? The way he's describing this.
Oh,
that's the news. Yeah. That's the newspaper article.
He's a wizard with that stuff.
Yeah,
when we
were headed to Belchertown on Halloween, he had put it on his radio. And every time the sound effect happened, I couldn't even breathe. I was laughing so hard. He's like, what? And I'm like, that is the funniest thing. I mean, when somebody was telling a story about a door slam, all of a sudden you're... that was so perfect. That was really good. That was good stuff.
Yeah, so that's actually a question that people ask me a lot, too. What do we each do? I mean, I think we pretty much answered it. You're mm-hmm. the... all the tech, all the sound effects.
Yeah.
The nerdy stuff.
Yeah, he's the nerd.
The nerd. Nerds are now the rulers of the world, so he's actually, he's in the good spot, actually. And we're like, durr.
So what are some of the mistakes that we've made? Interesting. I would say what we were talking about before we turned the mic on, about not knowing different things going in or pre-interviewing.
Yeah.
You know, going in cold.
Pre-screens.
I think that's probably one of the biggest mistakes.
We didn't have any issues with that, though.
Well, I mean, interviews probably could have gone a little bit better. Kelly does her research, so she does really well. But
yeah, I only did that as a result of learning from those mistakes, though.
Exactly, and that's how you learn, so you get better.
Yeah.
So season two will be better than season one.
Yeah, and then season three even better than that.
That's right.
Yeah, like, we go in there, that's like one of the main things I do. Like, I like doing that. I used to do that. Like, that used to be my career. So, you know, I go in and I do that. Sometimes I'll talk to them by phone, but I definitely like stalk the hell out of them. It's one of those things where it just flows better. So even if something doesn't come across as a mistake, when you guys are the broadcaster, do you notice it? Like, that could have been better.
Yeah.
I remember one of the interviews we did, it was actually with your neighbors. So actually, that was a wicked cool show too.
Yeah.
We had,
that was early on too. Yeah.
There was like some spirit girls around this neighborhood. John seen them. His neighbor across the way is
Seer.
It seems to be the same apparition based on what they're describing. But I remember thinking, so the way you described it, we're about the same age. You're only a couple years older, but you were saying, like,
I'm 29, she's 28.
He kept saying, like, the little girl across the parking lot, the little girl across the way. She, you know, she's had this experience, and she, you know, she's friends with these ghosts, little girl. So I'm seriously just picturing, like, an 8-year-old and, like, definitely I'm not going to pre-interview, like, an 8-year-old, you know. And I'm hearing that she has ghost friends. Like, that's the stuff, like, movie magic is made out of. I'm like, I won't run out of questions. And I only say I because we were having just me interview her since I'm female and I'm, like, shorter than most kids. So they feel comfortable around me. So I'm thinking of, like, this little girl. And then she walks in and she's, like, this, like, 5'10", like, junior in high school. I'm like, that's not a little girl. Like, to a man, I guess that sounds like a little girl. To me, I'm like, what the hell?
Well, I mean, to a guy that's 29, that's a little girl. Right? You know?
9 years younger. Like, things like that. I just remember, like, oh, this changed the questioning a little bit.
Yeah. So what time do you go to bed, little girl?
Yeah. And I remember I said, Rachel, I'm like, so I understand, like, you're interacting with these ghosts. Like, you've kind of made friends with them. And she goes, no.
I know.
What do you mean, no? Your mom told John that you play with them. She's like, no, I was like, I saw it in the room and it disappeared. And I was like, crumple. Like, all right, 10 questions, gone.
Cover up the mic, yes, you did.
Yeah, right?
Yes, you did.
Can you make your voice a little higher?
I'm sorry.
So, yeah, that was some mistakes. What else? What do you think? Anything from you or technical side?
Not that I can think of. I'm usually edit them out anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dan has a lot of free time, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think with technology, it's not in the mistake category, but I think our favorite has been, you know, using Google Hangouts. And when it's good, it's great. And when it's not,
I think,
it's
what was
not.
The last That's interview true, we yeah. did? What was it, Skype? And it didn't. Mm-hmm. It didn't work. I mean,
we did Skype and it kept glitching out.
Skype anymore.
These Google Hangouts.
It's like, it's like a Skype, but almost like better now. Because
you can have multiple people on it.
Yeah, you can have like 3 or 4 people on the screen at the same time.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? So it's worked out great, I think, every time we've done it.
That's something you go fishing for, or is that something that just...
I don't...
What was the question?
No, do you go fishing for that?
No.
Difficulty understanding.
Paranormal Spirit Seeker Society told us about it.
Yeah, and that's what they use.
Yeah, so Google Hangouts is just a thing designed to have video conversations. So you have to have like a Google email.
It's almost like Skype, but better.
Yeah, you just type in their whatever their handle is. It comes up just like a directory.
Oh, okay.
You click on it. It rings on their computer or their cell phone, whatever they're using. It's an app. You can download the app or just use like a regular laptop.
Well, we've used it too to like talk to each other at night, so we didn't have to get together and talk about, like, interviews we're going to do.
Like our old conference calls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's basically it, but it was video.
Yeah.
So we had to be careful what time of night we were doing this, but but yeah.
Yeah, the first time we figured it out, John was like, "It's after 10. I don't wear shirts after 10.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm like laying in bed, like talking. Yeah, we should do this. We should. All right, why don't I point this the other way?
I know we're like kidding around. We're like trying to like think of different ways to like make each other uncomfortable. Yeah. I forgot what Dan did. He did something.
No, Danny always wins. Trust me. Yeah.
The biggest pervert.
Yeah, had the longest studio nights ever.
Oh, so people always ask us, like, what are they like? What are the guys like? What's she like? So how do you think, like, in what ways are we similar to each other and what ways are we different?
Well, I know, similar. I think we all have, and actually I can include Nick in that, too. I mean, we all have the same passion for whatever you are into. You know, and the drive.
Mm-hmm.
We don't all have the same time to do it, but we definitely have, like...
Passion for the paranormal.
The passion for the paranormal and where we want to go and that type of thing, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, rarely do we sit here and say, no, that was stupid, Kelly. We don't have to do that. You know, we don't do that.
Even on nights where maybe something wasn't as great as we thought, we still were appreciative.
Yeah,
we don't argue
something.
Or...
No, I mean, seriously, think about that over the past year. I mean, maybe one time where we just totally disagree.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think it was one time. Mm-hmm. And that was about the length of the the episodes. And that was the only time that I remember going back and forth and I was like, I want to choke him.
Yeah.
But after that, I mean, for the most part, I mean, we both have the same.
Yeah,
we're all
16 minutes is too long.
That was the argument. John was like, absolutely not. And
yeah,
I'm like, if it's good enough.
35, 40 minutes, I would have said is ample.
My thing is I never really wanted to put limits on it. If it ended up being
I'm not going back
minutes,
to this again. Okay,
no, I'm doing it for the podcast.
Yeah. Gotcha.
I never wanted to put limits on it. I wanted, if it ended up being 15 minutes or 2 hours, as long as it was good, I wanted to keep rolling.
Yeah.
That's all.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you there. I'm not going to go back to it, but that was probably the only way we're different.
Yeah.
I think similar is we all have kind of the same view for where we want to go with it and who we want to interview. And I'll go with anything. I mean, Kelly does most of the work. She'll send out emails. I get a few here and there. We got one coming up that I'm pretty proud of.
Yes.
I'd say we're very, very alike in that way. But as far as disagreeing, I don't see it, and it doesn't really come up.
Yeah.
So I think it was a perfect mix when we all got together.
Yeah, I think like before things happen, you almost try to overplan it, and but all you have to do. So anyone else that's thinking about having a podcast, like I would say, just go with the flow. Don't overplan it because everything you think is going to happen isn't, and the things you don't think are going to happen are. You know,
even,
I mean,
the
guests.
Even the first time, like when Dan would set up the mics, I'm like, what am I going to do? What am I going to talk about? But once you get going. It just flows.
Yeah.
It really does. I mean, you could talk about anything. I mean, I'm so comfortable talking to other people now that like no problem at all. You don't even think twice about it. And I think that's how the podcast gets better. And if you look at our first one compared to maybe our last one, just
the
get
awkward
better, better, better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it could be intimidating, man. I take it back to, like, recording studio. Like, how to stand there and have to sing your songs. But I've done... on stage 100 times, but now it's just you and Danny in the room, and it's like, I don't understand why you can't do it. You can do it in front of 100 people, but you can't do it for me right now. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Stage fright.
Performance anxiety.
Yeah. You know, it's...
And I'm a shy person, and I'm not good at having conversations.
Yeah, you know, you've gotten behind, us too many times as far as I'm concerned. No, I'm just
yeah.
No, and it actually shocked me about that because you had always said, I do not want to talk.
Mm-hmm.
You said, you guys talk. But now you throw it in there. You ask questions, which is perfect.
I'm making myself do it.
Yeah. Which is good. And you get more and more comfortable as you go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I mean.
That's good, though. I think that's where some of our differences are. Like, our personalities are... I think they are a lot different. It's not something that I think about that much, but...
Yeah,
they all
like,
complement each other.
Yeah, like we're not so similar.
A couple different flavors of coffee.
Coffee,
yin yang and something else.
Something else.
Yang.
The little dots in the
they
eyes of both.
Something else.
His little
yin
dots
yang.
And the yin and the yang.
Right.
But like, I mean, so our interviews... like, we will have different opinions, and I think that comes across, too, so when we're interviewing people.
But it's not to the point where we're arguing about
it. Oh, no, not at all.
We take it all in.
It's just different perspectives.
Exactly.
And we, like, recognize that most of this, like, there's no right answer anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, so many people that we talk to, not just in interviews, but anyone in the ghost, like, they're an expert. They know this. They're sure. And I'm like, we're not sure about anything.
Everybody's so opinionated about everything.
Yeah. I think we're different enough that we can do the different perspectives. And I think this is what happens. And I think this. And mm-hmm. I like this or I don't like this. The ghost box can be one. You know? Like, you might like that more than I do.
Oh,
I
exactly.
might like this other thing more than you do.
There's been interviews that have come up where I'm like,
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, I still do it. I just love doing it.
Yeah, it's just do it for the show.
That's it. So how long is the show? We discussed that. I mean, we don't really put a time limit on it.
Yeah, they clock in like around an hour just...
Yeah.
Till there's like always, there's never like a disagreement. Like we can both feel it, all three of us. Like, all right, time to wrap up.
Yeah.
But yeah, we like to have different topics on all the shows with each interview. So they go what they are. Oh, we also, one thing that we want to work on more is the paranormal short. So there's one up there. Dan made a clip of an interview from somewhere. I don't even know where it's from. A paranormal short, though.
Oh,
it's just
yeah.
one woman's ghost story. She worked at a museum or something.
No, she was at that the place in New London. Remember we went to New London?
Oh, yeah, yeah. When I interviewed that lady on the... Yeah. That was actually really good, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she was long-winded, but you can edit that.
Yeah. Yeah, like, not a full-length interview. It was just
ghost
story.
All you heard me was...
Yeah.
She kept going and going and going. Yeah, that's I love that. That's what we had talked about that a long time ago about going to and interviewing like the security guy at the hospital and see what he's seen or any other place or what we were talking about before, the person from the Mark Twain house, you know, talking to them and just getting little short stories like what Kelly's saying.
Or getting people that we used to investigate with.
Yeah.
To tell
getting
stories.
Nick, to tell stories about, you know, what he's been through.
I'm telling you, I bet you 8 out of 10 folk you talk to have...
I think
experience.
So. Yeah. Oh, I
something they want to share, whether you think it's legit or not, if it's alien related, ghost related, whatever. Somebody has experienced something.
You can save the aliens for another show. I'm going to skip that
interview. It's paranormal, right?
Well,
allegedly. Not my thing.
But I think, that's a great idea, doing that, interviewing people that have had stories and then put them all together. I mean, I'm sure we could come up with an hour and 15, 20 minutes.
Over and over again.
Yeah, exactly.
Not like the Halloween one where I had to rush to get things done.
Yeah,
get
I know.
Hold
but that was kind of put together real fast, too. And not everybody was ready for their story. And, but it went smooth. I thought it was good. I mean, the sound effects just killed me.
Yeah.
I haven't laughed that hard in a long time.
They were the pee stain, man.
I mean, really, honestly, to where I, like, couldn't breathe. I'm like, oh, my God.
No, I know. I can imagine.
I was dying. So I know I get asked a lot about, like, what do you want out of it? Like, where do you see yourself with this? Is it going to continue for, you know, 5 years and stuff? Almost like with the length of the show, right? Whatever happens, happens.
Exactly.
And that's kind of how I feel about it. I'm not saying, you know, I want to get... paid for it, or I want to be on TV or anything else. I just love doing it. I just love, you know, every Thursday we get together, or every other Thursday, sometimes Saturdays, and doing what we do. It's a lot of fun.
It would be nice to get paid for it, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not important.
Yeah, whatever happens, happens.
I wouldn't mind quitting my day and my night job, even one of the two for it. Yeah, I mean, I think that would be great. I mean, eventually, you know, have it big enough. You know, I want a lot of people listening to it just because that's what you do. Like, yeah, it's fun either way, but I mean, it's just, I mean, millions of people go to school to become, like, interviewers. You know, it's just, it's a fun thing. If you can turn what you like into a job, like, that's perfect. Just hang it out. And actually, I take that sentence back. It's not just hanging out. You know, whatever the audience gets, you know, it looks like those type of jobs are like, oh, you do something for an hour a day or an hour a week. Mm-hmm. But it's not. There's so much that goes into any type of show. Or even like we're saying, you know, like our shows, like, I think they've come out pretty smooth. like people wouldn't even know like the panicking that went you know, half the time or
The joy of editing.
I mean, you know, showing up the last minute where I'm late on Thursday stuff, and then get in and I'm reading Kelly's notes and bam, 5 minutes later we're ready. Oh, all right, Kelly, you start.
That's right. And then, you know, we're getting more into our goals are more with like marketing it, so we're talking about that. You know, we're on Twitter now, Facebook, we've been on Instagram.
Marketing part.
Yeah, it's hard. There's just so much more. Yeah, you do think you do something that you think is going to get so much attention, then like it just doesn't.
There's a you know what I'd love to do, and we had discussed this with Damn Connecticut about doing like a seminar, doing like interviews like off to the side while they talk about their thing, and we're off to the side talking to different people that they're that are asking them questions or people that are interested in it. I think that would be amazing if we could get that done as a goal in 2016.
It needs to be on the internet, though.
That'd be video type of stuff. Mm-hmm.
So we have people live and we have people watching us on the internet. That'd be cool.
That would be. That'd be great.
Add video somewhere.
Yeah.
But, the YouTube thing we were talking about earlier, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I think that's something we should look into, you know, in the next month or two. Mm-hmm. Not only that, maybe getting a camera out and actually interviewing these people on camera and then putting a clip, you know, together on, like we did with that lady. I mean, we could be easily set up with a, set up a camera there, and, but we got to get their permission, obviously.
Yep.
But it'd be, that's what I'm saying. Like, stay on the mass, you know, and just talk to, you know, there's tons of people out there who love to talk to us.
We had an idea.
We saw that day we were up there last year.
Oh, it was crazy.
Remember that? I mean... Mm-hmm.
And then we saw the lady on TV the next day that had taken us around that tour.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
We had a few experiences of our own. Like, it's a great person to talk to.
But, yeah, I mean, like, 10-minute... Not even 10-minute. We could talk to somebody for 5-10 minutes, maybe, and put that all together. Like, that security guy. I had known somebody at that hospital. He said, man, the security guy is seeing stuff all the time. You know, just taking a camera up and say, hey, we talked to you for 5-10 minutes, and putting that clip together and put it on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I think that'd be good.
Yeah.
Could you somehow do, like, the audio for one of our, for the website, and then do the video for YouTube?
Yep.
Something like that. That'd be good.
Yeah. So a lot of video work, a lot more reaching out, Instagram, Twitter.
Networking. Yeah.
Networking is important, I think.
Yeah.
Well, anything. It's almost like having capital.
I think another question, and this happened to me today, is the reaction when people find out you're doing something, anything paranormal.
Oh, yeah.
Their first reaction is kind of like, scoot over, stay away from me. You know? But I mean...
once they find out, though, like at work, they call me the ghost guy.
Well, yeah.
They don't even know my first name. I was the ghost guy.
I think a lot of people are closet fans. And they don't want to be out there because that's the first thing you think of when you hear that is somebody's a creep. But I think a lot of them are like, hey, can you tell me a little bit about that? You know, I saw this. I didn't want to tell anybody, but now that I know you're into it, you know. But seriously, I mean, they look at you and they, oh, man, that guy's a creep. Stay away from him.
That's why, talk to him when my friends.
That's why dating is so hard.
Or like every now and then it's the opposite. I'll get somebody that's into it, God, 20,000 more times than I am. Yeah. Like, they're chasing me. Like, let me tell you about this. Let me tell you about this. I'm like, I'm at work.
Send me a message later.
Yeah. Or some people get excited. You know, I'll show them. Like, if I do go on investigations, you know, we'll take, like, you know, there's some pictures that we'll put up. Not really video, but pictures. And, like, there was just one recently. Like, it was cute because it was from, like, the trap cam, you know, so, like, the motion center. So, it was just cool. So, they posted it on Facebook, and I was showing one of my friends. And, oh, look, there's an orb there and a mist there. I'm like, no, there was, like, a little, the lights were down, but there's a little light in the ceiling. No. I'm like, well, don't no me. I was there. You know, so that's kind of funny, too. Mm-hmm. But then it's hard because you don't want to make them feel stupid.
You know, even when we went to that restaurant, remember we knocked on the door and the guy had a couple stories?
Yeah.
Like, that would be kind of cool to,
you know, ask a street team.
Yeah, and ask him.
I'm down.
Like, what's happened and you want to talk about it and put him on camera and put it together.
Put me and Danny out there, man. I'll do talk to anybody.
You want to be our intern?
Yeah.
We'll have our first intern.
Smart marketer.
No.
So, see, we have anything else?
That's the main things.
I mean, who do you want to interview? Who don't we want to interview? I mean, we kind of want to go you want to make a variety. You don't want to do the same interview all the time. Like, we interviewed the authors, the people that didn't, you know, invent different things, paranormal related, but
people that have a lot of pull.
I mean, I there's a lot of people I'd love to interview. Ryan, you know, I'm anxious for that one in 2 weeks. Like, that's to me is huge. The experiences that they've had, and this place alone, one of the most haunted locations in the United States. So it's going to be
in the world, I think.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's they have tours there, and certain groups and TV shows and everything else have been there, so I'm looking forward to that. But I mean, who don't we want to interview? I'd love
You know, that's one thing everyone's looking.
I guess if everybody goes around and you have a dream interview, mine would be Lorraine Warren. Ideally, that would be
Like everybody.
Yeah, I'm sure that would be that would be more
special. Brian Buell would be a close number two for me.
Yeah, he's
since he's not in the public so much anymore.
What do you got?
Yeah, mine would definitely be Lorraine. I mean, just from being a kid and just knowing that's the only name I knew. Probably the first name I ever knew. And yeah.
Dan, you can't pick Steve Jobs. So who would you want to interview?
I'm going to go with Lorraine, too.
Yeah. I think if we asked 100 people, 99 or 95 would say Lorraine.
Yeah. And then other than that, I mean,
name is just synonymous with
Everything we do.
Everything. See, if there is a godmother of this industry.
But then, like, other than her, I mean, just other, it doesn't, you know, everyone's like, when it comes to that question, you know, they're, oh, do you want to interview this famous one, this famous one? They don't have to be famous. Like, especially for our podcast, like, just because you're on TV, like, that's great. But you're really not any different than I am, you know, or you're not doing anything I haven't done. Yeah, maybe traveling. And I don't mean that in a rude way, but just real people, anyone with a good personality, some restaurants, maybe people that work at some notoriously haunted places. But
Jeff Bellinger, too. It would be good. Jeff Bellinger.
Oh, yeah. It's a bigger name.
We had brought that up a long time ago, too.
He had some good stories.
But yeah, like she said, the restaurants. Again, all we have to do is go on damn Connecticut and find the restaurants and we'll start interviewing menu. That's our menu.
But, I just like, I like creepy work stories because I've been creeped out at jobs before and when you're stuck. So like the security guard. Yeah. Not some famous security guard, just like the security guard at any given place. Like,
Joe
Schmo. I think
Schmo.
That's so
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, the janitor, custodian.
Yeah.
Those are always the guys, you know. That,
yeah.
First guy in the morning, last to leave.
I was at one of my son's practices at one of the oldest schools around here, and I was talking to an overnight janitor, and I never brought this up before. I don't know why I hadn't, but I asked him. He goes, yeah, there's weird things that happen at nighttime. He said, I try to ignore it. So, yeah, that would be kind of cool to talk to a few of those overnight custodians.
Superstitious and don't want to elaborate or afraid to lose their employment by talking about it, but stay anonymous.
You know what else I'd love to interview? I love to interview people from different cultures with their beliefs. So, you know, whatever you believe in, you know, you tend to have a story about that. You know, people think they have seen Jesus, people think they have seen this, you know, but then there's other, like, I'll hear stories, just like what people believe after death, you know? Like, there was one country, I might have mentioned it before, and I should find out what it is, but I just know that their belief is life after death. The spirit walks the earth for 40 days. And there was some show that did a couple stories with those people. Like, I saw my cousin, I saw this. Like, I love that stuff.
John and I have legitimately had this argument a dozen times about how what we think the afterlife is, our take on the religious aspect of it, everything, and it differs so much, but at the same time, there's a lot of it that comes together, and, you know, and it could be from how you grew up and what you saw on television. Like, are you going to see that white light, or what your pastor told you in church, or maybe what your grandmother told you? So, you know, how much of it is from a learned experience as to, you know, what is actually does occur, or what you've learned in this field of work?
Right.
You know, because that's one of the questions we love to use out there. What is it like to have passed on? You know, and it's hard to get that answer. You know, we like to ask, what year is it? You know, just where are you now? Are you in 2015? Are you in 1912? Are, you know, it's hard. A lot of time they're very apprehensive to answer those questions. You know, you'll get a hello or something like that. So they're acknowledging you, but they perhaps are confused. Or,
mm-hmm. Yeah, you know. Maybe. All of the above. Like,
right, it's,
yeah,
it makes it so interesting and not, you know, every investigation and every experience is going to differ. You know, it's,
mm-hmm.
and everyone's going to have a different experience. The four of us can go out tonight, we're all going to have some sort of different experience from.
Yeah. I met a girl just a couple days ago who's dating one of my family members, and so, like, the ghost thing came up, you know, because he was like, oh, Kelly, are you still doing that stuff? And she's from Portugal, and she didn't get too deep into, like, what the beliefs are. I wasn't trying to have that whole conversation, but, I mean, she was just saying, like, an aunt of hers, like, where they're from in Portugal, they just... spirits aren't as debatable as they are here. They're just like, yeah, it's a thing,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And she believed her whole life spirits were trying to kill her, and she had this story where if you ever see this locket I'm wearing pop open, we have to, like, get me back to, like, the country immediately, and it happened,
wow.
And yeah. The story got, like, kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. Those are sometimes the stories I don't like, though.
Was there liquor involved?
No, oh, I don't think so. But I think that's the thing, though, yeah. So that's one question I get a lot, asked a lot, like, oh, do you, like, hear these crazy stories and do you love it? I'm like, when stories get too crazy, I actually don't love it. Like, I'm so open-minded, but some of the things I hear, I'm just like,
and...
yeah, I'm just like, that didn't happen. No, it didn't.
Well,
there's been
times when people ask me, hey, would you, can I come on and tell a story? And they'll tell me a story. I'm like, listen, that didn't really happen. You know what I mean? You just want to talk. But, you know, then when I was involved in investigating, when I met that family in Rockville, and I was going into their house saying, these guys are just making it up. And that was the first time I ever saw a full body. So,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So I.
But you don't, you got to stay skeptical.
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't, you lose.
I do, but I almost didn't go.
You're taking for a ride.
I almost didn't go that night because I felt like it was, you know, basically, it was BS.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But
had a few of those ourselves.
I'll tell you.
With folks in Enfield, we did that.
Yeah.
Time.
And, like, and on the podcast, too, like, you know, we just want, like, a nice, fun, topical show. Not that we can't ever disagree or debate. And we have a little, like, but, I mean, you know, we don't want to be like yes people either and like pretend we believe everything
yeah.
a guest is saying.
Oh,
but
wow.
Yeah. And it's like, but at the same time.
He's calling first. Annie will definitely call you out
yeah.
first.
But at the same time, yeah, I don't want to say to them like, yeah, right, that didn't happen. Like,
Danny's dying to experience something really bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I want to do more of those live ones, though, like we did in Hartford. That was a good time.
Yeah, going to investigations,
yeah,
going to talks
and
stuff like that.
After they're done, they come right over. You know what I mean? I thought that was great.
Yeah.
You know what else I'd like to cover in other, you know, in, like, the future season coming up? More, like, physicists and stuff
yeah.
like that, like, talking about that stuff.
Yeah,
it's like skeptics and
yeah.
everything.
Mm-hmm.
We were, a couple weeks ago, I was Googling a couple, actually. One looks so good, but he died, like, 20 years ago.
So we can't
Dan
talk.
Actually He's saw it.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the, I fucking love science post.
Yeah.
Saying that anybody that believes in this stuff is idiots, and I don't know, I thought it would be kind of cool
yeah.
to interview the person who wrote that.
Yeah, it wasn't IFL's opinion, but it was, like, an article, because
right.
he showed it, and I'm like, Dan, I just found this in, like, 50 locations.
Yeah.
But, yeah, but there's others, like I said, I mean, there's other skeptics out there in books, like,
mm-hmm.
I think that would be cool. But, again, yeah, I've heard interviews with them, too, and they just yell the whole time, like, I don't want you to come on the show just to scream at us and tell us how stupid we are. Like,
yeah.
let's have a conversation,
mm-hmm.
like...
Yeah, Bill Maher or something, like...
Yeah.
Stephen King?
You can't edit that. You start yelling. Turn down your volume. Yeah, we don't need to be yelled at.
Yeah, sorry. That's a nice mime impression you got going on.
But I think so far so good. We've covered a good amount of topics. And if you, like I said, if you listen to the first episode and the last episode, I think we've gotten, you know, 10 times better
yeah.
and more comfortable. And
yep.
It'll just get better from here on out.
Yeah, just all topics. We're just going to keep doing, you know, interviews and then just adding fun stuff too and interactive stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, us interacting. not really audience interaction. Not really ready for, like, live stuff yet. Well, it's not that we're, yeah. And it's not that we're not ready per se. It's like, it's just we don't
well,
want
I think
to.
That,
like,
well, not only that, I think the schedules are.
Yeah.
I mean, our schedules are all over the place. So
that's
I think
the
that
reason
would,
why we don't have 4 a month. It's because we're trying to get
everything
scheduled together.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's a lot. And people
stuff.
Can cancel last minute, or it could be one of us, or it could be a guest.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, you know.
Yeah.
Hell, I didn't feel like coming out here today.
Circumstances unforeseen.
Yeah. That's it.
So, but yeah, so I mean, I think that's pretty much it. That's the main questions people have asked. If you guys ever have a question, feel free to ask us. You know, like I said, we're all over social media now.
Yeah, there's different
just search Dead Try Podcast. Just search it, because as you guys know, Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, you have a different amount of characters, and we try to keep it pretty the same, but it's like Dead Tribe_pod on Twitter. It's Dead Tribe_podcast on Instagram. You can follow us individually. I'm co-host_Kelly, K-E-L-I-E, on Twitter and Instagram. You can follow the Facebook, but that's one thing I've learned. Facebook kind of sucks, and everyone with a business is saying it. You work really hard to find good content to post, and you have 350 followers, and it literally reaches one person. One.
Yeah, because they want the money. They want to charge you to
boost it.
Yeah, it's like getting ridiculous. So you can check us out on there too. But yeah. As busy adults with multiple jobs, Twitter, Instagram, that's a little bit better.
They can charge you.
Mm-hmm. But as far as getting in contact with us, there's a bunch of different ways. So like Kelly said, if you just Google Dead Tribe Paranormal, it'll lead you to everything.
Yeah.
Message us on Facebook.
And our regular email is really simple. Just deadtribeparanormal@gmail.com.
That's it.
See you in season two. Anything else?
Anything else?
I got nothing.
All right.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Appreciate all the support you've given us thus far. Hope you'll spread the word about us. If everybody would just tell two or three people they know about our podcast and subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher, that would be amazing.
Reviews are nice, too.
Yes, reviews, rate.
That's going to help us move up the ranks if you leave a review and a rating.
Or if you know anybody that wants to be interviewed.
Ah, yes.
Let us know.
Yeah.
Thanks again.
Not crazy people.
No crazy people.
Although that might be kind of fun, too.
Wow.
We'll screen them.
we should do a drunk show. We should do it like shots and talk like this.
Spirits and spirits.
That would be so funny. Just do a shot like every once in a while and talk on here like this. This would be great. But to listen back and be like, oh my God, you were drunk.
Thanks for listening to Dead Tribe Paranormal. After you're done, please listen to our other podcast, Rock Stories. In this series, we meet with music artists and bands that are out there keeping the scene alive. We capture and share their stories with you, the fans, and use their music as a soundtrack. Also look forward to new shows like Audibly Anonymous, the show where you, the listener, can anonymously share your deepest secrets. Please visit our website at echopodmedia.com and sign up for our email list on the homepage.
Hi, I'm Karen of Readings by Karen. Do you wonder where your life is headed? About work, family, relationships? Now is the time to contact a professional intuitive. I can give you the clarity you deserve to make the tough decisions in your life. Lower your anxieties and call today, 860-665-8024, or visit me on the web at readingsbykaren.com. Call today, 860-665-8024, or readingsbykaren.com. Readings by Karen, what's in your future?
There's some new kids on the block, the unsigned hip-hop kids. Listen to me and Mateo spin some exclusive new hip-hop tracks and interview the people keeping the scene alive. There's hours of ear candy to feast on, and me and Mateo cracking jokes in between each song. That's Unsigned Hip-Hop under the podcast tab.
Hello world, you're listening to Echo Pod Media.